What are some of these health and maybe even psychological issues that, say, correctional officers deal with more than some of the general public who don't work in that field?
I think the biggest physical impact that we know is the higher levels of cortisol, just from hypervigilance and always, you know. When a correctional employee walks out of the gate, that doesn't mean that they just checked what they had to have in place all day around them as far as mental awareness, physical awareness. You know, that goes with them home. And that can sometimes get to an unhealthy level. You know, a lot of times we joke when a corrections employee goes into public, they sit with their back against the wall. They make sure that they can see their exits. They're analyzing everyone coming and going from the establishment that they're sitting in. And that can, you know, when you're constantly mentally aware of that and stressing over it, obviously that can impact your physical health. Having to go from 0 to 10, you may be sitting on a housing unit, daily activities are occurring around you, nothing out of the ordinary. You know, feeling pretty, maybe today is a relaxed day. I hesitate to say relaxed day because at some of our facilities those don't exist. But and then having to go from 0 to 10, you know, to respond to an incident, to respond to a fight, to respond to a medical emergency or, you know, a perimeter breach or something. And so, and then to have to bring yourself back down to 0 to walk out to go home, you know, that's, we're almost asking the impossible. You know, those are the types of physical kind of responses after a while that your body becomes accustomed to, and you may get used to it, but that doesn't mean it's any less hard on your health.
How do you help the officers deal with that sort of thing?
Well, prior to really implementing our teams here at the agency, we didn't really have a good follow-up debrief system, and any debrief that occurred after an incident was from an operational critique standpoint. Now, if a critical incident occurs, we send a team of their peers in about a week afterwards, and we do what's called critical incident stress management, and that's kind of an internationally accepted standard to debrief a lot of law enforcement agencies. It's most popular in EMS, firefighting, and EMTs use it more regularly, but we have found a way to implement it here in our corrections facilities. And basically what we do is we go in and we debrief as a peer. I'm not here to judge you. I'm not here to critique what you did or didn't do. I'm just here to make sure that you're okay and to normalize any kind of responses that you may be having. You may think that you're going crazy a week later, and come to find out, you find that all of your coworkers around you are feeling the exact same way. But that's just normal. You just went through something, and to give yourself the time that you need to work through it. And oftentimes, you just need to talk to somebody on a peer level. You don't need professional help. We certainly make professional resources available to them as well through the personal support program and the EAP. But sometimes it's just a matter of having somebody from another facility who knows what you're going through on a daily basis to sit and talk to you afterwards. So that's one of the things that we do. The more long-term answer and the more long-term goal that the department has is to start educating staff on the long-term effects. And I think that's really more what your question is addressing, is that how do we help these employees come back down to where they can be, they can go home at the end of the day and not have to take all of this with them. And the answer to that is to just bring an awareness to it. You know, be aware that this is what you're exposed to on a daily basis, because one of the education programs that we've contracted with is Desert Waters Correctional Outreach, and they're out of Florence, Colorado, and they have developed a curriculum called From Corrections Fatigue to Fulfillment. And we have 44 trainers statewide that are offering this at least 5 or 6 times a week to small groups of staff. And it's a 2-day education program that just helps the employee be aware of how their job could be affecting them negatively and offers them tools and alternatives to start to move to a healthier, healthier relationships, home life, healthy worldview, more spiritual connections, more community connections, just bringing an awareness of what their job could potentially be doing to them and how they can get ahead of it. It doesn't have to ruin them. It doesn't have to make them, they don't have to be a statistic, for lack of a better term.
Do you work with the families as well, or do you provide resources for an officer and his or her family to maybe come together and figure how this is impacting them?
Our program is definitely still in its infancy, but I can tell you right now that we are definitely in development of programming that is going to bring the rest of the family unit into this. We know that our vendor is also looking into creating a curriculum that maybe the spouse can go through with the employee, a shorter version. We are trying to offer, as an agency, I know that several facilities offer some family events where, they may do a charitable fundraiser or something of that nature, and the families are welcome to attend and kind of bring the family into this realm of corrections, because, we can't bring them to work. We can't show them where we work. We can't really show them what we do on a daily basis. So a lot of it's a mystery, and oftentimes when we go home, we don't want to talk about the things that we've had to see or do. Also, I just want to highlight that we have an excellent resource through both the Employee Assistance Program, and that's available to families as well, not just the employees. They can take advantage of the Employee Assistance Program as family members, as well as the Personal Support Program that is offered by our union to all union employees and their families. They can reach out for any kind of professional help that they may need, links to resources, all of that. So, and that's available initially at no charge. They offer free sessions for both the family and the employee.
Is it fair to say that that the program is still evolving?
Absolutely. We have a lot of lofty goals, and it's we are very proud of what we've been able to accomplish in the first, like I said, really in the first year and a half. We've been working towards policy development and the idea for 3 years, but we've been active about a year and a half. So we're very proud of what we've been able to do so far, and hopefully our agency is experiencing some positive change coming out of these initiatives as well.
Have the COs been responsive to this? Do they like the idea of having a wellness program to where they can talk out some of these issues and get help in dealing with some of their internal demons, so to speak?
I think like any new program and change, and this is a very drastic, significant change that our department has made. When you think of corrections, you tend to think of inmates. You don't think of staff. And I think our staff has felt that over the last few decades. And I think that like any new program, there's some initial suspicion or skepticism as to what it's really about. But the great thing about our program is that it was generated completely by frontline staff. A committee was put together of officers and office staff and counselors and all kinds of job titles from all kinds of facilities across the state. And this is what we came up with as frontline staff. And I think whenever you have kind of a peer-led program that's developed that way, you can gain traction a little faster. And it's not a directive coming down from above, and it's not, demands. Our program developed from the bottom to the top, and the top heard us and allowed us to proceed and really assisted in getting us what we needed to get going. And so to answer your question, I think as we go through the next couple of years, my hope is that any remaining skepticism will be put to rest just by us gaining a reputation for being there for our staff.